All right, there it is. Another episode of the Havana Cafe Espresso Sessions. Now, I've had this thought experiment that I've done a number of times in the past, and a friend of mine, we were having a conversation today, and it reminded me of this thought experiment. And essentially, imagine, because I was, it's about identity and who are you? Sounds like the Who song, right? Who are you? But it's like, who really are you? And the thought experiment that I did was to, what would happen? Here's it. So if you had, who would you be without your memories? I guess is where I'm getting at with this. So if you were to, you know, have amnesia, mind's wiped, but you know, you still remember how to do all your motor functions and all that, but essentially every, your whole of your past is wiped out. How would you know who to be if you had no memory of your past? It was just completely gone. So and I'm just wondering how tied up is our identity in our past experiences, and then how does that affect who you are at this moment? And if you took all of that away, who would you be? You're still a functioning human being, but who would you be? Another way I've asked this question, and I used to do this on a program that I ran, and it was to ask the question, who are you between two thoughts? You know, we have all this, yeah, well, I'm assuming that, like me, you know, there's lots of voices in your head and you're always constantly having thoughts. They say we have about 70,000 thoughts a day. I mean, that's a lot of thoughts, and that's just on average 70,000 thoughts. There's a lot of thoughts running through our heads on a daily basis. And there's hardly any quiet time, and then when we're awake, that we're not thinking of something. And so that, so the Zen koan is that one, who are you between two thoughts, where I picked that up from Zen. In that space, yeah. Because we're a product of our thinking, aren't we? We're a product of our thinking. So while you're always thinking, you're tied into that identity. And then there's that little space in there. And there's another way of asking that. These are all coming out now. Who's the you? Who's the who doing the thinking? Yeah, man. So let's bake some noodles tonight at this espresso session. Let's bake some noodles on this espresso session. Absolutely. So yeah. So who's doing the thinking? Or who are you between two thoughts? And who are you if your past was completely liberated? How would you know who to be? All right, very good. We look forward to hearing some of your answers to that question. All right, that's another Havana Cafe Sessions Espresso session. This is Clay. Hit us up. Let us know on a voicemail. Cool.